Hi, and welcome to the Krilla Podcast Library. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks from HealingQuest.tv. Our focus here is the world of natural health, and recently we've been very impressed by a clinical study involving a Vietnamese herb called Krilla. The study showed that Krilla has the ability to relieve a broad range of menopausal symptoms, including night sweats and hot flashes.
So Krilla now is getting lots of attention and sparking lots of questions. So today we're going to zero in on some of the most frequently asked questions that Krilla experts often hear. Joining us now is Sue McKinney, the CEO of Krilla Health, which is spearheading the drive to make Krilla available to every woman on earth who needs it. Hi, Sue. What menopause questions do you hear a lot?
One of the questions I get asked a lot is, how long does menopause last? And there are as many answers as there are women. So the common answer is between six months and 2 years, many women will experience, especially the vasomotor symptoms, the hot flashes and night sweats. But for some women, it can go on considerably longer, as long as 10 years. And for a small portion of women, they may never go away. Hmm. So it's that old adage that we say, every body is different. And it's so true.
Well, that is true.
So in general, how long should a woman expect that Krilla, when she finds out about it, will be part of her life?
Well, I'll tell you my own personal experience. I was getting 9 to 12 hot flashes a day, very annoyed about that, about the loss of feeling of control over my body. I was a trial attorney. I'm used to walking into a courtroom and controlling it and being in charge, and walking into board meetings, mostly populated by men, and wondering if they could tell that I was having a hot flash and battling my body for control. It was very frustrating to me. I started taking Krilla, and all of a sudden I noticed within about 2 weeks that 75% of my symptoms were gone, and the remaining ones were reduced in severity by 75%. So I thought, okay, this is good, and continued taking it. And by the end of 4 months, 99% of my symptoms were gone. So I got lazy and I backed off taking Krilla a little bit. And you know what? Those symptoms started to creep back. So I thought, okay, my body's talking to me. My body wants this nutrient. I'm going to supply it. And so I continued at just two capsules a day for years, and nothing ever came back.
Is that what prompted you to get involved with this company?
Well, it was part of it. I had already gotten involved because at first we were looking at prostate issues. But then I thought, wait a minute, there's a whole other side to this. And that's when we started looking at the menopause conditions as well.
Well, we're certainly glad you did.
Thank you.
Is there any other thing that you would like to leave our listeners with regarding Krilla and menopause?
Just that I understand that women and shoppers, consumers in general, are sometimes skeptical because so many people have a drawer full of things that didn't work for them. We do offer a 100-day money-back guarantee, no questions asked, and we can do that because it's so rarely used. Nothing works for everyone, but in our commercial experience, we've found that Krilla does tend to benefit about 90% of the people that take it.
Well, I think that is an excellent outcome.
Very persuasive.
Very persuasive, yes. Very much. Well, Sue, thanks for joining us again today. We love talking to you and hearing about this and helping our listeners find ways that are going to give them some relief.
And if they have questions, I encourage them to write to info@KrillaHealth, that's spelled CRILAHealth.com.
Thanks, Sue. We've been speaking with Sue McKinney, CEO of Krilla Health, which is leading the effort to make this healing herb from Vietnam available to every woman who needs it. And don't forget, you can find out more at KrillaHealth.com. That's Krilla, C-R-I-L-A, health.com. For the Krilla Podcast Library, I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Have a great day.